So it's been some time since I have not preached because of something that happened. But today I'm going to be speaking. I hope that the Holy Spirit will be in our midst, and then he will allow me to say whatever I have to say, and then we will hear and practice. Let us pray. Dear Father, I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, your word will be spoken and your children will hear and we will practice. Bless this church and your church across the globe, the messengers, pastors, laypersons, anybody that wants to work with you, work with them in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, as you can see, the title of our message today is Frog what? Effects. Frog effects. This is a frog. Am I correct? Is that a frog? Yeah, it is. So what do you know about frogs? Today we will not talk too much about frogs, but we will talk about it. Because it seems that there are some frog effects in the church that need to be highlighted, that need to be spoken of, that the church members may make a decision. We have already prayed, and now I need you to watch this little video closely. I pray that nobody will be scared, and you will understand what I'm talking about when I say frog effects. Let's go into it. As you can see, as you could have seen, brothers and sisters, the men put the frog where? In a cold, body temperature water. He put the frog in it. And the frog didn't feel anything. And then, slowly and surely, he raises up what? The water temperature. The frog didn't even feel it because his body was adapting to the temperature of the water until finally what happens? The frog, not understanding that he is being killed, has been killed. But this is not a real thing that happened. The frog didn't die. They just put something in it. But I was just trying to illustrate the same condition that the frog was in seems to me being the same condition the church members are in. We are being killed without knowing it. We are being deceived. We do not even see it. Because of what? Satan knows how to maneuver the conditions so that we would not even know it. Raises up things on us. The heat on us, we do not feel it. Temptations are all around. We adapt to it, to them. All right, when Eve ended up being face to face with the serpent, she did not notice that she left her husband. Imperceptibly, she walked away from him as she was contemplating the beauty of the garden that God prepared especially for the couple. Eve was walking away from her husband, though she was one not to do it. But there was something that attracted her. She was going somewhere without knowing that she was doing something bad. And then what happens? Sister White said, if Satan should come boldly upon Adam and Eve and make complaints of God's own son, Adam and Eve would not listen to him for a moment, but would be prepared for such an attack. Did Satan come up boldly to Adam and Eve to tempt them? No. He was so cunning, so smart, because he knew what kind of education Adam and Eve had. He said to himself and to the angels, if we come boldly to them, they would know, because they were warned about us. Should he seek to intimidate them because of his power? So recently, an angel in high authority, he could accomplish nothing. He decided that cunning and deceit would do what might or force could not. If the man in the experiment has decided to put the frog into a hot water, he knew for sure the frog would jump out of the pan. But he put the frog into a water that was okay for the frog. He heat it up. The water slowly, imperceptibly, so that the frog would not notice that he is being slowly killed. The frog effect. The faithful angels also gave them the sad history of Satan's rebellion and fall. They then distinctly informed them that the tree of knowledge was placed in the garden to be a pledge of their obedience and love to God. That the high and happy estate of the holy angels was to be retained upon condition of obedience, that they were similarly situated, that they could obey the law of God and be inexpressibly happy, or disobey and lose their high state and be plunged into hopeless despair. By the time the frog noticed that he was boiled up, it was too late. By the time the frog noticed that he was boiled up, it was too late. By the time many of us notice that we are deceived, it is too late. That's why we need to be careful when we are warned about things that will happen to us in our lives, in the life of the church, and in the world. We need to be watchful. So, they told them that Satan purposed to do them harm, and it was necessary for them to be guarded, for they might come in contact with the falling foe. The falling foe being what? Satan. But he could not harm them while they yielded obedience to God's command, for if necessary, every angel from heaven would come to their help, rather than that he should in any way do them harm. But if they disobeyed the command of God, then Satan would have power to ever annoy, perplex, and trouble them. Isn't it what happened to us? Because the first time we fall into temptation, Satan does not stop tempting us. And almost every time we fall. Because the first time we fail, the second time we will fall. The third time until we become annoyed, perplexed, troubled. Now, if they remain steadfast against the first insinuations of Satan, they were as secure as the heavenly angels. But if they yielded to the tempter, he who spared not the exalted angels would not spare them. They must suffer the penalty of their transgression, for the law of God was as sacred as himself, and he required implicit obedience from all in heaven and on earth. And I'm telling you, the conditions of obedience to God may not be the same for everybody, but everybody needs to obey God, no matter what. If God has not spared the angels who've been with him for a long time, he will not do what? God will not spare us. That's why we need to be careful about what we're doing, what we're watching, what we're saying, what we're eating. The angels cautioned Eve not to separate from her husband. Was it a sin for Eve to separate herself from her husband? Maybe not. But she was warned. She was cautioned not to separate from her husband in her employment, for she might be brought in contact with this falling foe. If separated from each other, they would be in great danger than if both were together. That's why the Bible advises us, talking about the couples, not to separate themselves from each other, because when we are together, it is easier for us to face temptations. If we separated, we are weaker and we may fall easier into temptation. When we come to church, we worship God together. We strengthen ourselves. But when we stay home, I'm not talking about now because it's cold. You may not be able to come to church. But if you say that I'm going to stay home and I will worship God online, this is a big deal because you don't have anybody to help you. Alone, you're weak. Together, we are strong. All right. I want to recall that a woman symbolizes a church. Here, before the fall, Eve symbolizes the pure church of God. The warning is that the church should be careful not to separate herself from Jesus, symbolized by Adam. Alas, Eve disobeyed. The angels charged them to closely follow the instructions God had given them in reference to the tree of knowledge, for in perfect obedience they were safe. And this falling foe could then have no power to deceive them. No power to deceive you if you are perfect in obedience to God. God would not permit Satan to follow the holy pair with continual temptations. So you believe that anywhere they go, they would be tempted? No. God said no. I will not allow Satan to follow you everywhere you go to tempt you. There is one place that he will be allowed to tempt you. We will see where. God would not permit Satan to follow the holy pair with continual temptations. He could have access to them only at the tree of knowledge of good and evil. God allowed Satan to go by the tree of knowledge of good and evil because it was the only restriction from God not to eat of it. But where will Eve go? Wandering away from her husband. What will happen to her? Satan did not go anywhere in the garden. Satan went to one place. Okay, let's see. Now, if your mom tells you, talking about the children, we have one child now. If your mom tells you, do not touch this glass. Because if you touch it, you will break it. If you break it, I will spank you. Now, my question to you, to any one of you, where do you think you would be to break it? Let's say that the glass is right here. You are all the way in the lunchroom. If you are in the lunchroom, would you be able to break the glass here? No. There's one place that you need to be. To be able to break the glass is by the glass, wherever that mom has put it. So was it for Adam and Eve. Satan cannot tempt them if they go away from the tree. Satan cannot tell them, oh, if you eat of this tree, you will sin. Because it was not a sin to eat of any other tree of the garden. The only tree that was prohibited from them to eat was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That's exactly where Satan went to tempt them. So, Matthew chapter 24, verses 37 to 39. Because there is a danger lurking around. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. What is Jesus talking about? What is he referring to? For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Now, we will see what precaution we should be taking. And knew not until the flood came. They were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage. They knew not that there was a flood coming, though the message about a flood was preaching. Why? Because they were too comfortable. Satan was behind them to diminish the impact of the message on them. Believing, like the scientists in our time, that never before has there been rain. If we have never seen any rain, there will be no rain. If there has never been flood, there will be no flood in our time. And they are careless, doing whatever they want to do, eating, drinking. And when the Bible is talking about drinking, it is not talking about drinking water. The Bible is talking about drinking alcoholic beverages. For the church, accepting the lies of Babylon is drinking. Marrying and giving in marriage. Sometimes you marry someone that does not even share your faith. And that happens to a lot of our young people. And when they get married like that, they leave the church because the power of the world is stronger in them than the power of the gospel. They leave the church until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Is Jesus deceiving us by predicting what will happen in our time? No. Jesus said this will be repeated before the second coming of Christ. All right. Now, Eve unconsciously, at first, separated from her husband. Unconsciously. Separated from her husband in her employment. When she became aware of the fact, she felt that there might be danger. She felt that there might be danger. But again, she thought herself is secure. Even if she did not remain close by the side of her husband, she felt secure. A lot of young people believe they're secure, even away from mom and dad. That's one of the problems that we have when we send our children to college, away from us. You send them to college to learn something, to come back home. When they come back home, they come back totally a different person. Totally different person. If they didn't wear jewelries, they wear jewelries now, or jewelry. And there's nothing you can do. Even if she did not remain close by the side of her husband, she felt secure. She had wisdom and strength to know if evil came and to meet it. This the angels had cautioned her not to do. Eve found herself gazing with mingled curiosity and admiration upon the fruit of the forbidden tree. Now she became face to face. She came face to face. Face to face to what? The tree of knowledge of good and evil. What did the Bible say? Not to wander away from your husband. She decided to disobey. She went away from her husband. Now she faces the tree, and in the tree, she will meet somebody she has never met before. She saw it was very lovely and was reasoning with herself why God had so decidedly prohibited their eating or touching it. Why? We are trying to reason. We are trying to go to the bottom of the commandments of God. We are trying to brainstorming the commandments of God. Why? And then at the same time, you see what's happened. Now was Satan's opportunity. He addressed her as though he was able to divine her thought. Satan cannot divine your thought. A divine being can divine your thought. But that's why now you hear about downloading your brain, everything that you have in your brain. Since when you were a little baby, they downloaded in some kind of cloud so that you can live forever. And who comes with that? Elon Musk. People are doing it now. Now was Satan's opportunity. He addressed her as though he was able to divine, to guess her thought. Yea, had God said, he shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Thus with soft and pleasant words and with musical voice, he addressed the wandering Eve. So, she was startled to hear a serpent speak. And we've been talking about it for the longest. You have never learned of a serpent having ability of speech. If you face an animal in the garden that is speaking, you should be on your guard. To say to yourself, this may be the foe that the angels have been talking about the whole time. And you should flee to your husband. If it is you, you should flee to God. To say, God, I heard someone speaking that should not be speaking. Could it be that foe you were speaking about? But Eve did not do that. She was startled. But she was amazed. No. He extolled her beauty and exceeding loveliness. This is the same frog effect. The water slowly is heating up. Slowly, imperceptibly, but surely. Satan is talking to her, extolling her beauty, because ladies want you to talk about the beauty. Oh, you are so a beautiful lady. Who is your mom, your dad? Where do you go to school? They want to hear that from Eve. From Eve. They want to hear that. Extol her beauty and exceeding loveliness, which was not displeasing to Eve. But she was amazed, for she knew that to the serpent, God had not given the power of speech. Satan is stealing ground on us, brothers and sisters, but we are kind of paralyzed like frogs, not being able to recognize the danger awaiting us and not being able to escape. There are many movements around us that should call our attention regarding many dangers that await us. Eve was in great danger, but she did not perceive that. How better are we compared to Eve? All these movements have one purpose, that of forcing human race to keep Sunday as day of rest. I mean, all of them. They forge pestilences, fabricate wars. They invade us with climate change messages whenever a natural catastrophe happens. I want to recall you that the first climate change that took place was because of idolatry. The great flood that we just spoke about is the first among a series that will convulse the world very soon. But according to those behind these movements, one thing can solve the problem is Sunday observance by law. The Great Reset, the program of carbon dioxide reduction by 50% by 2030, with the aim of preventing us from using our cars. The meetings in Egypt in November 22nd, the two popes encyclicals, Fratelli Tutti and Laudato Si, the COVID-19 lockdowns across the globe, the central bank digital currency, CBDC, the fake vaccine having no positive effects on patients, the great movement of ecumenism that invades all the religious world, including us, and much more, all are part of the great scheme to bring all people to keep Sunday as a day of rest by law. Unfortunately, many of us, even some in higher hierarchical positions, are fatally blind on that, like frogs. They do not understand nothing. We are being invaded with all kind of programs leading to one thing, Sunday observance, but they're sleeping. They're making contract alliances with the Catholic Church, with Protestant churches. They are in the climate change movement. They do everything, not understanding that the water is being heated up to kill them, not understanding that Satan is pulling them to God himself to exterminate them, to destroy them. Church members do not understand nothing. As God warned Adam and Eve, so does he for us. They were warned that there was an enemy that would come to tempt them. But Eve disregarded the warning. She felt too comfortable with the water. She felt too comfortable with the water like the frog. I saw that God's people must take warning and discern the signs of the times. The signs of Christ coming are too plain to be doubted. And in view of these things, everyone who professes the truth should be living preachers. God calls upon all to awake. Preachers and people must awake. All heaven is astir. The sins of this earth history are fast closing. We are amid the perils of the last days. Greater perils are before us, and yet we are not awake. We are sleeping like the five foolish virgins. This lack of activity and earnestness in the cause of God is dreadful. This dead super is from Satan. He controls the minds of unconsecrated Sabbath keepers and leads them to be jealous of each other, fault-finding and censorious. The church of God is like frogs being slowly killed without knowing it. We sign alliances, I just said it, with the other falling churches from which God is asking his children to keep away or to come out of. Except that we come close to them, we will not fall. Eve came close to the tree, she fell. She came near it by leaving behind her husband, which is Jesus for us, like we tend to leave Jesus on the side way to come near the forbidden tree. The work of the people of God is to prepare for the events of the future, which will soon come upon them with blinding force. We cannot understand what will happen on the earth in the near future. We may be talking about COVID-19 that took many by surprise. There was a lockdown for over 2 years here in America and across the globe. It is not recent. It is just recently that the president Joe Biden said that the emergency of COVID-19 will end in May. This is the same thing that our governor here in New York said. But there is no reason to keep people in lockdown. No reason to force your COVID-19 vaccine on anybody because it does not protect. It does not. Sister White says, the work of the people of God is to prepare for the events of the future which will soon come upon them with blinding force. In the world, gigantic monopolies will be formed. Men will bind themselves together in unions that will wrap them in the folds of the enemy. A few men will combine to grasp all the means to be obtained in certain lines of business. Trade unions will be formed, And those who refuse to join these unions will be mocked men. Think about you being part of unions. Seventh-day Adventists, we're not part of unions. They are among those who will force Sunday law on us. If you are part of unions, you will be responsible for them forcing Sunday on us. And our blood will be on you. Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, Walmart, and so many others create gigantic monopolies that Sister White has predicted. This lesson that we studied today talk about the rich rule over whom the poor. And as you know, there will be two categories, social categories, rich and poor. Blinding force. You hear about the war in Ukraine. You are not there. You cannot understand it. Blood shed all over. We will see it soon. Gigantic monopolies is already fulfilled. Few men grasp certain lines of business already happening. Labor unions has already happened. Mock men will soon happen. Still, we are deadly sleeping and dying slowly like frogs. Nothing will wake us up because we feel comfortable like frogs. They forecast approaching, Sister White says, events of the great magnitude. The agencies of evil are combining their forces and consolidating. They are strengthening for the last great crisis. Great changes are soon to take place in our world, and the final movement will be rapid ones. Great changes. Like about 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, Donald Trump said we need to change the Constitution. And Sister White has predicted every article of our Constitution will be repudiated. There will be great changes here in America and across the globe. And we are sleeping. Are you aware of the government tracking your movement by using surveillance cameras, whether on your electronic device or cameras in the streets? Are you aware they want to restrain your movement, limiting your driving in the perimeters of the city you live? Are you aware that you will not be able to travel farther than 15 minutes in one or the other directions of your place without express permission from the authorities that be? Are you aware that soon they can block you from buying and from buying by using CBDC, central bank digital currency? Are you aware that they will give you, as it is in China, a social credit based on your driving distance, on what you say, write, eat, and post on the internet, social media platform? You need to be aware of these things. You need to be aware of these things. So, an initiative to mobilize faith leaders worldwide to push governments to do more about climate change kicked off Sunday on November morning with an Israeli environmental activist smashing mock tablets of stone atop an Egyptian peak believed by many to be Mount Sinai to symbolize the world's failure to protect the planet. The table of stones represent the table of stone given by God to Moses having the Ten Commandments. They're trying to mimic God and they're trying to mimic Moses. But rather to go back to God, they want to serve the earth, calling it God or goddess. They are worshiping the earth, not God. Not 1 second, not one moment, they use the name of God or Jesus. And still, you have among us people who are dear to that movement. This is what happens. Climate change. This happens in December. Where is that? Buffalo, New York. This is the lake effect. Buffalo, New York in December 2022. Now, this morning when I went to the living room, though I have hitting the home, or warming up the living room, but it was so cold that my fingers began to freeze. Can you understand that? Would you live somewhere like that? That was in Buffalo, New York in December, about 4 weeks ago or 5 weeks ago. I was down in Georgia. How would you live inside of a home like that? They're talking about global warming. This is global warming. A whole city. And we're still sleeping. We do not understand anything. This is a home. The Sinai Climate Partnership symbolically launched at the ceremony brings together the Interfaith Center for Sustainable Development, the Elijah Interfaith Institute, the Peace Department, the United Nations Faith for Earth Initiative, Abraham Mohowitz, whatever, Gigawatt Global and Israeli Environmental Advocacy Organization, Adam Teva Vidin, I don't know. Those people are activists trying to bring the government of the world to keep Sunday as day of rest, and we are sleeping. Three books in the Bible refer to frogs: Exodus, Psalms, and Revelations. There are 14 verses that talk about frogs. 11 in Exodus, 2 in Psalms, and 1 in Revelation. In Exodus, we see God manifesting his creative power to take his people out of Egypt. He brought frogs on all the land of Egypt to punish the idolatrous king and his idolatrous nation. This plague has been imitated by Pharaoh's magicians. If you want to know about it, go to Exodus chapter 8, verses 2 to 13. In Revelation, God is manifesting his redemptive power to take his people from the world. Satan cannot imitate that one, but will still uses, but will still use his deceptive power to fight against God. Revelation 16, verse 13. In Exodus, God used his church leadership to bring up the frogs, talking about Moses and Aaron. Satan, likewise, used his religious leaders, the magicians, to imitate the power of God when God wanted to take his people out of Egypt. In Revelation, Satan still uses his falling churches to seduce God's children in an ecumenical movement. Many of us are part of it. They hate to hear that, but that's truth. Frogs symbolize evil spirit. They symbolize deceptive power. Many of us are deceived by the power behind the fallen churches to the point that as Eve, we separate ourselves from Jesus without knowing it. We come into a close. And I saw three unclean spirits. Three unclean what? Spirits. Like what? Frogs. Come out of the mouth of whom? The dragon being whom? The devil, Satan. And not just devil, Satan, but the ancient serpent. The one that seduced Eve. And out of the mouth of the beast, the dragon symbolizes also the pagan churches, the pagan religious denominations. the mouth of the beast being Catholic Church, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, the fallen churches, talking about the evangelical, the Protestant churches that do not protest anymore. The Bible says three fallen, three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of these mouths. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles to seduce, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. This is the last text I'm going to take to finish. It's a little bit different from what I've been talking about, but it is important for you to see the principle behind it. Likewise, also, as it was in the days of Lot, we were talking earlier about the days of Noah. People did not notice that. They did not know, though they were warned, there would be a flood. The flood came and destroyed them all because they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving into marriage. Now, talking about Lot now. Likewise, also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, drink, brought and bought, sold, planted, builded. 29. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire, this time not water, fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Why? We will see. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Remember Lot's wife. Why did not escape? Why they were not escaped? Because they were careless. Careless. They were too comfortable with the water. They were too comfortable with the lies of the things of this life, as it was in the time of Noah, as it was in the time of Lot. In the time of Noah, everyone was destroyed except for eight. In the time of Lot, everyone was burned except for three. In our time, it will be worse. Church members will be destroyed because they are too comfortable. Are we too comfortable like frogs, brothers and sisters? You who are watching online, do you want the same frog effect to be on you? Or do you want to have a better life, being in harmony with God? Brothers and sisters, this is a time for us to repent and to live in harmony with God, so that when He comes, we will not be destroyed, but we will be saved forever. God bless you. Bye-bye.